A very warm welcome to each one of you listening to me right now. Before I start with this lesson, the portrait of a lady, let me tell you something about myself. My name is Sushil Deshpande. I'm an 11th grader at Fiji, from Delhi Center. And I'll tell you something about my literature milestones. The reason why I shall be telling you this is that you shall have faith in me as I, speak through the lesson, talk about the important points which I feel. So, in this board exams, I have scored 98 in English literature. That might sound as marks have been distributed freely, but believe me, relatively people have not scored such high. Yes, there are which have scored, but still. In general also, I remember getting full one time in my three boards. So the thing is, I have a huge experience, and believe me, though it has been very difficult to do, but still I have a lot of experience, a lot of failures, deep failures. I think I can share my experience with you, and so that you may not commit such mistakes which I have done, and maybe give you some important suggestions which you might think are very helpful and they might help you in scoring well at the exams. Apart from this, I have been a two-time winner at Ramakrishna Mission Elocution Competition. In 8th, I got a 3rd position, and in 2nd, in the 10th standard, a 2nd position. Again, the reason being I am telling you this, not because I want to show off myself, but just I want you to, the person listening should have an idea that who is this person speaking at the mic. Is this person, the qualification, so that no doubt arises and you can freely listen and learn. So, now I shall begin on this wonderful wonderful piece of literature, The Portrait of a Lady. Firstly, I want you to understand that you should set a good mindset before you start learning English. I know you, most of your JEE students. But that doesn't mean that not learning English is something which you have to do. Who needs English, you might think. But believe me, learning anything, analyzing anything gives you the ability, a universal ability of analyzing. So if you have good analytical skills, good learning skills at one place, these qualities develop and you can apply them at almost everywhere, even in your science, even in chemistry, where you need it very much. So I want you to have a positive mindset before starting this, because if you start with a dull mindset that, oh, such a huge lesson, or I'm not going to need it, I'll just pass it away, believe me, this mindset will never ever help you in succeeding in life. Right? I know English is just a language, it's not a measure of intelligence, that's true. But since this is a very common and important language, internationally acclaimed, so we have to go to it with a positive approach. These 3 minutes 37 seconds are important. I could have directly started speaking. But I want you to feel things as I speak. I want you to understand them. Because that is what will help you in achieving very good success in English. Okay. So let us start. The Portrait of a Lady, Khushwant Singh.